Good evening. Over 1,000 New York City airport workers are set to strike tomorrow night. They are security officers, baggage handlers, and wheelchair attendants at LaGuardia and JFK airports. They work for Delta's subcontractor Aviation Safeguards. SEIU, the Service Employees International Union 32BJ, is their union. SEIU says when workers began organizing for higher wages and benefits, the employer began to illegally threaten them with firing and violate their rights to organize. It's the first time airport security officers will go on strike during the airport workers' three-year national campaign for higher wages, benefits, union representation, and respect on the job. The union says that over the last year, airport workers have come together with other low-wage workers in the fight for 15. And tomorrow, the New York State Fast Food Wage Board decision is likely. The wage board was appointed by the state labor commissioner to make recommendations on an increase in the minimum wage for fast food workers. The hope is that the decision will set a new nationwide standard for boosting families and the economy. Experts say it's time to stop subsidizing industries' low wages, which cost New York taxpayers $700 million annually. The wage board is live streamed tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 at labor.ny.gov/fastfoodwageboard. Fast food workers who rally for 15 have organized watch parties in Buffalo, New York City, and Long Island. Utilities in our area are still reporting some scattered power outages. On Monday, Con Ed and PSEG Long Island grappled with outages that affected more than 20,000 homes and businesses. They especially affected areas of Staten Island and Nassau County. Con Ed reduced voltage in Queens and Brooklyn to protect equipment while fixing it. PSEG Long Island activated a voluntary plan that lets it control air conditioning use from afar at some homes and businesses.
And for the sake of our national security and the sake of future generations, we need to make the right choice on this critical issue.
President Barack Obama says the people criticizing the Iran nuclear deal are the same people who rushed into war with Iraq.
And we know the consequences of that choice and what it cost us in blood and treasure. So I believe there's a smarter, more responsible way to protect our national security. And that is what we are doing. Instead of dismissing the rest of the world and going it alone, we've done the hard and patient work of uniting the international community to meet a common threat. Instead of chest beating that rejects even the idea of talking to our adversaries, which sometimes sounds good in sound bites but accomplishes nothing, we're seeing that strong and principled diplomacy can give hope of actually resolving a problem peacefully. Instead of rushing into another conflict,
Obama spoke at the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Convention in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the White House set up a Twitter account to promote the Iran deal. @IranDeal urges people to tweet their questions and promises to set the record straight. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the account would also serve as a forum for those who are involved in negotiating the agreement. Congress has 60 days to review the agreement, which has attracted heavy opposition from Republican legislators. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.